Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Supreme Court, wading into another cultural flashpoint, ruled today that a high school football coach has the right to pray on the 50-yard line after the game, surrounded by players who join in. The vote was 6-3, again along ideological lines. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Coach Joseph Kennedy repeatedly defied orders from school authorities that he stop his post-game praying with students on the 50-yard line. School authorities in Bremerton, Washington, said his praying would be perceived as an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. But today, the Supreme Court's conservative supermajority said that Kennedy's prayers were quiet, isolated, and permissible under the Constitution's text and traditions. The dissenters replied that the majority opinion had simply misrepresented the facts, focusing on just three games and ignoring the others, which included mayhem on the field over the prayer issue. The result, they said, was to give short shrift to the Constitution's mandate for separation of church and state. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
4 years ago, Tony Evers won Wisconsin's governorship by just over one percentage point. This year, the Democrat is running for re-election with what he believes could be a winning issue for him, access to abortion. The state of Wisconsin currently has a 173-year-old law on the books banning abortion. Evers believes that in this year's statewide elections, independent voters will lean Democratic based on this issue.
We're going to fight and fight and fight to make sure that the women in the state of Wisconsin have the same rights they had 3 days ago going forward. This is not over yet. We're going to continue to fight.
It's expected to be one of the closest governor's races in the nation. Two Russian missiles hit a crowded shopping center in the central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk today. Witnesses say the attack triggered a major fire and an eruption of black smoke. Local authorities say at least 13 people were killed, dozens were injured. NATO has announced plans to increase its rapid response force from 40,000 to 300,000 troops. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Berlin.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the increase in forces will be the biggest overhaul of the organization since the end of the Cold War. Up to now, the NATO response force was made up of 40,000 troops. Now, the number is to increase massively to 300,000, with some of them being reassigned to regions bordering Russia, like the Baltic states, in the event of a Russian attack. In peacetime, these troops are generally under national command, but are meant to be deployed quickly in an emergency. Leaders of NATO's 30 member states will discuss these changes in their summit in Madrid. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
On Wall Street, the S&P 500 lost 11 points, closing at 3,900. This is NPR. Medical helicopters have been responding to the scene of an Amtrak derailment near rural Mendon, Missouri. The Chicago-bound Southwest Chief collided with a dump truck. There are reports of dozens of injuries and some deaths. A Russian court has again extended the arrest of U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner in an upcoming trial on drug charges. NPR's Charles Maines reports.
A handcuffed Brittney Griner appeared briefly before journalists as she was led by guards to a preliminary hearing that extended her detention. Afterward, Griner's lawyer told NPR the actual trial will get underway this Friday, July 1st. It's now been 4 months since Griner was detained at a Moscow airport after customs agents say they found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage. She just arrived to play off-season in a Russian basketball league. The U.S. government declared Griner wrongfully detained in May and have since assigned her case to the U.S. envoy for hostage affairs. The drug charges in Russia carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
At the All England Club, two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray made his way into the second round of play for the 14th straight time, beating James Duckworth of Australia. Novak Djokovic opened his bid for a fourth consecutive championship on the famous grass court, defeating South Korea's Kwon Soon-woo. Hockey's Stanley Cup goes to the Colorado Avalanche, who denied the championship to two-time winners Tampa Bay Lightning. In Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, Colorado took the trophy by a score of 2-1. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.